awesome.
Blog Talk Radio.
So, welcome.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is The Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao.
No.
In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, 안녕하세요. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu Alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, my beautiful, beautiful conscious souls. Thank you for getting up early and joining me. I've got so much health news that's going to just inspire you and help you take charge of your health. I am not a medical doctor, even though some people like to call me doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a coach. My certification is holistic life coach. So we're going to bring you some news today, some information and knowledge and experience that I have had over 35 years in the holistic health field. So thank you again. Welcome, welcome. Let me give you a little inspiration from my promise of a new day this morning. I read these every morning. I have three books I read, but this one stood out as I'd like to share with you to help you on your journey this morning and for the rest of the week. There's a quote, first of all, by Dr. George Weinberg. He says, every outlook, desirable or undesirable, remains possible for anyone, no matter what his present outlook is. Wow. No matter what you're going through right now, there's possibilities all around you. So it goes on to say, the attitude with which we greet the day, approach a situation, or respond, not react, respond to a friend or coworker is fully within our control. We exercise absolute control over little in our lives, but our attitudes represent personal choice each moment. Recognizing power inherent in personal choice is exhilarating. Every day, recognizing the power inherent in personal choice is exhilarating. It means we are free from domination by others if such is our choice. Freedom to act, to think, to dream our own dreams is ours when we exercise it. I celebrate my power today. Woohoo! I am free to choose my every response to each encounter. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This is about choice, brothers and sisters, every day. And you notice they mentioned exercise. We have the power. We have the choice to exercise. And that's what we do every Friday morning. In fact, I do it every morning from my bed. I exercise my choice to loosen up my joints by joint rolling. So I invite you every Friday to join me in my joint rolling. Even if you're in a wheelchair, you can roll your wrists, your elbows, your shoulders, your neck. There's no excuses. We can roll these joints. And why do we roll these joints? Because when you are rolling joints, you're activating what they call synovial fluid. And that's what keeps them loose and pain-free. Imagine if you never used your joints. Then they would get stiff and pain would start to, and the synovial fluid wouldn't be flowing. And then you would start to get inflammation because of lack of use. So that quote that I just read, it's encouraging us to make choices and respond to life in a way that we take control of our own self first and foremost. And that's why we're here to do some joint rolling. So we're going to start the music, Time for Healing by The Sounds of Blackness. And we're going to start with our neck. We're going to roll this neck around so we get this heavy head loosened up and the neck and the muscles in the neck loosened up. We're going to roll in both directions. Then we're going to roll our shoulders back and forward and do some swimming in the sea of energy. Then we're going to get on our back, kick up our legs and arms, and get the wrists and the ankles lubricated in both directions now. And then we go to our knee joints, lubricate them. Then we roll over on our side and get that leg moving around to lubricate those hip joints. And please, please, please go slowly. This is not a marathon. We are just flying, first loving ourselves and loosening up these joints so that we can operate fully on this earth in this vessel of a biological computer with ease and pain free. So let's do it. Time for healing. Let's get this neck roll going.
Bye. of the foolish pride. But pain is a sickness that is hard to cover, and it's the reason we mistreat each other.
Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Woo-hoo! Feeling it all the way down your back, all throughout your body when you activate your vagus nerve. Squeeze and release. This vagus nerve runs from the brain stem, the base of your spine, all the way throughout your body. There are nerves, especially going to your microbiome community in your gut, in your large intestine, telling it what you need today. So you, mastermind here, tell your body what you need today. You need healing, you need money, you need whatever. Just talk to your body. And then let's just tap on your thymus gland right here in the middle of your chest. That's the key to your immune system. The whole body is actually key, but there are certain parts that are designed to give you some powerful energy to heal your body. And then let's just tap underneath the arm. There's an important lymph glands under there that need to be released. Let go of any fluid, excess fluid underneath in the armpit. You don't want to poof. You want to pit. No poofs under the arm. That means your lymph glands are swollen. Let's get patted and love it. Drink more water. Pat, 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 pat. Get rid of and have a pit in there. And then just pat down your arms. Love, love, love your arms. And then let's pat around the breast. Get those boobies excited about being in your body. Yes. Give them a little massage all around the breast and then go all the way down to your navel area and just pat around your navel to let your microbiome community know how much you love them. This area around your navel is where most of your army microbes live. So you always want to give them some attention when you're not feeling well, when you're weak, and even when you're strong. And then let's just take a few deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose, breathe in, hold it, and let go through your mouth or your nose, whatever feels comfortable. It works either way. Breathe in from your belly, breathing in from your belly, pushing out that belly button. Breathe in, hold it, and let go one more time. Breathe in, hold it, loving your body, sending all that oxygen to your body, and let go. So how's that feeling for you, all that movement? You just stirred up a lot of blood, lymph system, fluid, water. The body is excited now. So let's learn a little bit about Lyme disease, sick chickens, and more. I got so much information. Shingles. I receive emails all week long from very trusted and well-known health professionals. Dr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is one. He has a children's health defense. He sends out all kinds of information on health and wellness. Dr. Mercola is another one that I've been following for probably over 30 years. He's one of the leading health professionals on the internet. He sends out does lots of research. These people do research, and more research. They're well vetted. So today, that's what I'm going to be sharing with you, a lot of emails and information on shingles, Lyme disease, sick chickens, and a lot more. So I'm going to move from my living room here. This is my living room in my 320-square-foot house. So I'm all in one area, but different sections. I'm going to move from my living room, and I go into my studio. Let's see. My phone caught up in here. Yeah, we're going to go into my studio. Into my studio where my dad's book cover is waiting for me. This is my dad back here. We wrote a book together, Sherman J. Howard, Football and Beyond. And he's now with the ancestors, 95 years on planet Earth. And he taught me just about everything about being an athlete because he was the premier athlete, pro football, track, basketball. He played it all. And then he taught football and physical education at a high school in Chicago, Illinois for over almost 30 years. So thank you, Dad, for your love, for your teachings, for your wisdom. And I'm passing that on now to all my global friends on internet, YouTube, wherever I get a chance to share this information, giving it to you to use to take charge of your health. So today we want to share with you some information, some knowledge about topics that are very relevant today because there's a lot out there that people should be aware of. Why are the chickens so sick? So that's my first article that I want to share with you. This is from The Defender, Children's Health Defense News and Brief. Why Are Chickens So Sick is the name of the article. And it's called, it says, as the nation suffers through yet another high pathogenic avian influenza outbreak, questioning the orthodox narrative is more important than ever. So there's a narrative out there that says it's one thing, but then the Defender, Children's Health Defense website says, let's look into this a little bit more. So here's the gist of this article. At a time when people are screaming about overpopulation and the world's inability to feed itself, surely we humans need to figure out how to reduce these kind of losses. And we're talking about the high pathogenic avian influenza outbreak. The numbers change each day, but at the last count, about 60 million chickens, mainly laying hens and turkeys, died in the last year. Oh, how sad. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's look into this a little more, especially if you're a chicken eater. And think about all the fast food outlets that sell chicken and their menu, not just fast food, but restaurants. That's why this is a serious situation, because if they can't sell the chicken, they might start substituting it for something else, like some of these fast food places are doing. They're looking at some of these so-called chicken nuggets under a microscope and finding out it's not really chicken. So here we have 60 million chickens and turkeys died in the last year. A bit more than a decade ago, it was 50 million. Are these cycles inevitable? Are the experts funneling information to the public more trustworthy than those who control press releases during the 2020 COVID-19 outbreak? That's a question we have to ask. If they're giving information about 50, 60 million, can we trust that? Thinking people learned only one thing from COVID-19 pandemic, it was that official government narratives are politically slanted and often untrue. So let's get into more of the truth about why 60 million birds died last year. In case you're a bird eater, or just in case you want to protect your family and friends and know the truth about this. So in this latest HPAI outbreak, that stands for High Pathogenic Avian Influenza, perhaps the most egregious departure from truth is the notion that the birds have died as a result of the disease and that euthanasia for survivors is the best and only option. What? First, of the nearly 60 million claimed deaths, perhaps no more than a couple million have actually died from HPAI. The rest have been killed in a draconian sterilization protocol. What? Did we get more Twilight Zone episodes here? This article is saying that it's not 60 million claimed deaths, but that have died from this influenza, but there's actually been a draconian sterilization protocol. Why would they want to do that to the poor birds? Well, let's look in. Using the word euthanized rather than the more proper word exterminated clouds the actual story. Euthanizing refers to putting an animal out of its misery. In other words, it's going to die and is in pain or an incurable condition. Very few of the birds killed are in pain or even symptomatically sick. If one chicken in a house of a million tests positive for HPAI, the government brings full law enforcement force to the farm to guarantee all live birds die quickly. Oh, my goodness. In not a single flock have all the birds died from HPAI. Every flock has survivors. To be sure, most are exterminated prior to survivors being identified. But the cases of delayed extermination, a few birds appear immune to the disease. To be sure, HPAI is and can be deadly, but it never kills everything. Well, it's like COVID. You know, they think it's going to kill everything, so we got to have a jab to prevent everybody. This is the same mentality that we have seen over the last 2 years. Let me continue. The policy of mass extermination without regard to immunity, without even researching why some birds flourish while all around are dying, is insane. The most fundamental principles of animal husbandry and breeding demand that farmers select for healthy immune systems. We farmers have been doing that for millennia. We pick the most robust specimens as genetic material to propagate, whether it's plants, animals, or microbes. But in its wisdom, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has no interest in selecting, protecting, and then propagating the healthy survivors. The policy is clear and simple. This is what we're dealing with our government. Kill everything that ever contacted the diseased birds. The second part of the policy is also simple. Find a vaccine to stop HPAI. Oh, wow. There you go. There's the problem, reaction, solution. If a farmer wanted to save the survivors and run a test on his own to try to breed birds with HPAI immunity, gun-toting government agents prohibit him from doing so. The scorched earth policy is the only option, even though it doesn't seem to be working. This article goes on and on and on. Let me get to the bottom line here. This is sad, but reality. This is a reality check. This is what our government is doing, almost, it seems, intentionally. Thousands, the American Pastured Poultry Producers Association is a trade organization promoting protocols for this kind of immune-boosting model, not the one kill and destroy. Thousands of practitioners adhere to mobile infrastructure that allows appropriate-sized flocks access to fresh air, sunlight, bugs, worms, and succulent green material. On our farm, we use the Millennium Feather Net and Egg Mobile, welcoming wild ducks, red-winged blackbirds, and the vicinity all as part of a symbiotic ecological net. So there are farmers out there using a more balanced and reasonable protocol to save the birds and to keep the birds healthy. Creating an immune-building protocol surely merits research as much as overriding the immune system with vaccines and trying to stay ahead of disease mutations and adaptations with human cleverness. How about humbly seeking nature for solutions rather than relying on hubris? The parallels between HPAI, this bird disease, expert orthodoxy, and COVID-19 orthodoxy are too numerous to mention. Fear porn is rampant in our culture. The HPAI worry feeds food worry, which makes people clamor for government and security. Just problem, reaction, solution. We got a problem. The birds have a flu. Oh, the reaction is fear, fear, fear. And then, oh, we've got a vaccine ready for you. That's the way the government thinks. People will accept just about anything if they're afraid. Remember that. Does anyone really think human cleverness is going to beat migratory ducks? Really? Think it through and then embrace a more natural remedy, well-managed, decentralized, pastured poultry with appropriate flock sizes. Wow. So this is all about why the chickens are dying and sick is the same reason that people died and sick in the last 2 or 3 years. The government intervenes with extreme measures to promote their solution versus a more natural solution of how about natural immunity, which we're all finding out is the way to go. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about Lyme disease, the result of a bioweapon gone wrong, maybe. I'm going to share with you my own personal experience with friends and clients who had been diagnosed with Lyme disease and what they discovered in their search to get health back. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back after these great messages.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
on Facebook, sending me a greeting. Grand Rising, beautiful Queen Teacher, thanks for revealing truth. People are finally waking up. Hallelujah. Kudos, she says. Thank you, Zelda, for sharing that message, enlightening, lifting up me this morning. And lifting up our lifters, because we're all waking up together collectively. I give you a hand if you're here this morning to absorb this new information, new knowledge, because it's even new to me. And I want to, first of all, that we're talking about Lyme disease. Lyme disease is one of those diseases that has evolved over the years. I mean, really evolved. It's evolved from a tick to something much, much more than a tick bite. I have to share this story. I went to a women's retreat several years ago up in Virginia on a man, Art Henson's property. And we were in this room. It was like a patio that they had just built. And there were bugs on the table. There were bugs, you know, in the area. And I'm like, what are these bugs? And they said, oh, those are ticks. And I went, ticks? My mind went, ticks? Like, you mean Lyme disease ticks? And so I was like, for a moment, I was like, fear hit me. And I thought, we got ticks in this room where we're having a women's retreat and there's teaching going on. I put it outside my mind. I slept in a tent one night. I slept on the floor. I slept in a tent. I was sleeping all over the place because they didn't really have the facility to house all these women. There were about six of us. And so we just slept wherever we can because we were absorbing raw food teachings and all this. So long story short, when I went home from that event, I had a tick on my chest when I got home. I was like, oh, my goodness, what the hell? So there's a tick on my chest. I mean, how did this tick fly all the way from Virginia to or Florida with me? I don't know. But I broke out in I called my friend Kwame Sunhorse. He's my go-to for things like that. Kwame, I think I have a tick bite on me. He said, oh, don't worry. They're just going to put the medicine in you and you'll be fine. I'm like, okay. So long story short, again, I broke out in a rash on my back. I took all kinds of herbs and golden seal, echinacea. I was doing everything. Had someone put something on that, and the rash went away. And that was about 15 years ago. I'm thinking 15 because it's been a long, Art has passed on since then. And I haven't had any symptoms, no problems, nothing. But then I'm one of those people, I'm an athlete. I'm always taking care of myself. I'm always busy, can't stay still. But I've had two people in my life who had the worst symptoms with Lyme disease. In fact, I want to just give you an idea. I found someone on the internet or on YouTube who had the same problems. They had serious problems with Lyme disease. And so I want to just help you understand how some people deal with this Lyme disease. This one woman who, she was a, and it gives you an idea of the type of personality and lifestyle that can promote what is being diagnosed as Lyme.
Deborah Levine, she had a revelation. She's been struggling with Lyme disease. It's a five-month battle. It's left her bedridden. Sometimes she can't even talk or move, and Paula Ferris has her story.
This morning, rock star Avril Lavigne opening up about recent health complications, revealing she's been diagnosed with Lyme disease, contracted from a tick bite. Lavigne says she began feeling ill last April, doctors telling her she was likely dehydrated and exhausted from touring, but she says she knew it was something more, her symptoms worsening over the months. Telling People magazine, I had to fight. I had doctors tell me I was crazy and they didn't want to test me. I had to learn about it completely on my own.
She's rarely left her home. She said that she's been unable to breathe at times. It's hard for her to stand. She's barely been able to brush her teeth.
Lavigne kept her diagnosis from the public eye, saying, I never had depression, but being sick and being so terrified, that in itself is depressing. I was scared for my life. Everything wasn't okay. In In December, the 30-year-old multi-platinum artist breaking her silence, sending a direct message to a fan on Twitter that went viral, writing, "I'm not feeling well. I'm having some health issues, so please keep me in your prayers." Her fans doing just that, raising her spirits. Since her diagnosis, Levine has completely changed her diet and exercise routine, cutting out sugar, dairy, and gluten, doing yoga, meditating, and trying to swim or walk every day, estimating she's about 80% recovered. Now, the rocker is holding on, saying she is grateful for the worst thing she's had to face so far, saying, "I've never been more clear about what I want in my life, health, family, love, and happiness." For Good Morning America, Paula Ferris, ABC News.
Now, that was a rock star who developed what they called Lyme disease. So the people in my life who have really struggled with Lyme disease, one of them was a singer. I've known her for probably 20 years. And she had the worst symptoms. She was a singer. She couldn't sing anymore. She would get dizzy. She went all the way to Washington State to find a doctor. That didn't work, came back. And she's still struggling because of all the steroids that they put this woman on trying to help her overcome. Now, it turned out she had implants, breast implants put in before the Lyme developed. So she had those removed because she discovered that that was affecting her immune system. Women who are convinced by their boyfriends, their husbands, whatever, by society that you need bigger boobs, forget it, forget it, forget it. The consequences are not worth it. Some women get implants, they don't have any problems for years, and then all of a sudden your health showing you that something is not right in your body, and then the implant, there are thousands if not more women who are having explants now. They got the big boobs. The boobs are coming out now because of the symptoms, the problems with their immune system. Their body starts attacking those boobs. I don't care what the material, silicone, whatever, they've changed the material. Oh, have them dead, taken out. That's the ego thing. So this woman, Avril, is her name, the singer I just played, these people with these big egos, sometimes they need to suffer through these types of challenges to humble them, maybe. But let me just go into this story. Is Lyme disease the result of a bioweapon gone wrong? Because the people who I've known who have been diagnosed with Lyme disease, they had stress galore in their life. I fortunately was not in a really high stress situation when I had this tick come home with me from Virginia. And so the rash that came on my body was my body's immune system responding to what Kwame Sunhorse told me was just some medicine from the bug. And I got over it fairly quickly. But here's the newest information about Lyme disease. This is actually dated March 16th. So it was yesterday that this was posted on the Defender, Children's Health Defense News from Robert F. Kennedy's site. Now, it's a book he's quoting a book called Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons. Never heard of this before. All I've heard is that Lyme disease comes from a tick, and you've got to have all these antibiotics. One of the women, the woman who had the implants, she was on antibiotics for a whole year. To this day, she still hasn't recovered because of all the antibiotics and steroids that they prescribe. So here we have an author by the name of Chris Newby, who's bringing us a new look at this Lyme disease situation. Does it have anything to do with circumstantial evidence suggesting the organism that causes Lyme disease may originally have been developed as a biological weapon? This is like shocking news to me. I have never heard this, but let's say there's a book out there. So it says, Chris Newby reviews the circumstantial evidence that it is developed as a biological weapon. So there's a book, actually. She did her research, assuming, an estimated 476,000 Americans are diagnosed with and treated for Lyme disease each year, and prevalence is rising. Oh, my goodness. Lyme disease is transmitted by ticks and sometimes other biting insects infected with the bacteria Borrelia burgdorferi. I think I got that right. There are about 24 species of B. burgdorferi with hundreds of strains worldwide, many of which are resistant to antibiotics. My friend was on antibiotics for a whole year, didn't do a damn thing for her to get over it. But taking those implants out was the first step. Ticks can also carry other pathogens. Co-infections are another reason why Lyme disease is so difficult to treat. Co-infections like Epstein-Barr virus. I had Epstein-Barr virus back right after I had my second child. Now, that was a stressful time for me, trying to breastfeed a new baby, worrying about going back to work, having another young child. All kinds of stress was in my life back then, and Epstein-Barr virus showed up. That's pretty common as an resistant. That's common as other co-infections are another reason why Lyme is so difficult to treat. And that's what my friend discovered after years of research on her Lyme disease, that she has Epstein-Barr virus also. So that's a co-infection. So a major challenge with Lyme disease is that its symptoms imitate so many other disorders, including multiple sclerosis, arthritis, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and even Alzheimer's disease, making proper identification difficult and time-consuming. So in February 28th article, investigative journalist Paul Thacker interviewed award-winning author Chris Newby about the U.S. government's history of manipulating pathogens to make them deadlier and the secretive federal research that may be responsible for the epidemic of Lyme disease. Pause. Are we surprised that this government is manipulating pathogens? Oh, my goodness. And now we take a moment. Deep breath, another Twilight Zone episode here. Newby, the author, who educates healthcare providers on vector-borne diseases, is the author of Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease. She also produced the 2008 Lyme disease documentary, Under Our Skin, which was nominated for an Academy Award the following year. A follow-up film, Under Our Skin 2, Emergence, came out in 2014. You might want to research those films if you're interested in this topic and get more details about her research. As in the case with many people who end up becoming experts at a particular disease, Newby and her husband contracted Lyme disease in 2002 during a vacation at Martha's Vineyard. So here she had to suffer to write this book and do the research to find out even more about it. That's how the universe works usually. People who write books and become experts, they went through some challenges before they wrote that book, right? As is the case with many people who end up becoming experts. Okay, she was at Martha's Vineyard 2002. She and her husband contracted Lyme. We were desperately ill and undiagnosed for a year. I thought that was the end of my life as I knew it. It took us 4 or 5 years to fully recover, she told Thacker. You know, it's like me, when I think about that tick, if it was indeed a tick, I mean, that's what they told me. Could have been something else. But my mind went into tick and Lyme disease fear. And all I could do was attack it and with all my therapies and herbs. So these people who are suffering for years, I think, whoa, am I just blessed? Yes, I am, to experience brief the disease, sickness, whatever, and then tell the story. Because I'm so empathic about people who go through this. And then I have to step back and let go of the pain and the suffering that I've seen people go through. So here's a quick background on Lyme disease. It goes into what we just heard in the audio, though. Another feature that makes the bifidus, the burgdorferi bacteria, such a formidable foe is its ability to take on different forms in your body. depending on the conditions. That is the key, my friends, I think. Depending on the condition of your body, you could get a mosquito bite and die. That's how I see it. That is what I'm here, why I was born for such a time as this, where the fear is big in our world on earth. Fear is everywhere because problem, reaction, solution is the MO, the method of operation that our government uses to control and manipulate and bring about these bioweapons and the condition. Let me read that one more time. Another feature that makes this bacteria such a formidable foe is its ability to take on different forms in your body depending on the condition. This clever maneuvering helps it to hide and survive. Its corkscrew-shaped form also allows it to burrow into and hide in a variety of your body's tissues, which is why it causes such wide-range multi-system involvement. Lyme disease and all that goes on. I'm going to skip over quite a bit. It's a long article, but I want to just get to Lyme disease is often debilitating. Well, yeah, years and years. And then the doctors may have made it worse. Steroids, antibiotics, all of that does not help the body to let go and improve the condition of the body so that this bacteria can't take hold. And that's what it does. It gets in there and takes hold of the tissue cells that are already weak, in my opinion. And she describes her, this author describes her personal experience. It's sort of like having multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, chronic fatigue, joint pain, all at the same time. Yikes. Woo, giving gratitude for my brief experiences with these things. It's primarily a neurological disease that creates hyperinflammation in your body. And the symptoms commonly move around your body. You can be very debilitated, unable to perform the task of a normal adult. But there's growing body of scientific evidence that Lyme disease bacterium is a trickster that is good at dodging your immune system. It comes out of the tick in very mobile, spirochetic form. When it senses an antibiotic or killer cell, it goes into dormant cyst form, hiding out for months to years. And when your immune system is stressed, it can start causing disease again. Major challenge is the symptoms, blah, 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 Lyme disease mimicker. Is Lyme disease, here's the bottom line she's bringing forth, is Lyme disease a biological weapon gone rogue? According to Newbie, there's good reason to suspect Lyme disease might be a biological weapon. There's no smoking gun, just circumstantial evidence, but when taken together, it forms a highly suspect picture. She describes being at a party where a former CIA agent bragged about a Cold War operation that involved dropping infected ticks on Cuba. At that point, I knew I wasn't done with the story she told, that her book, Bitten, is the result of her investigation into the military's use of infectious bioweapons. She started the film, Lyme disease was too controversial to go down the bioweapons rabbit hole, so they focused on human toll, corruption in the medical system, true, that allowed this epidemic to get so out of control. Scanning through the official story as described by Newbie, the official story is that Bergdorfer was sent to investigate a novel disease outbreak in Lyme, Connecticut, and Long Island in 1980. He discovered the bacterium that now bears his name and determined that this was what caused the disease. This guy subsequently published an article stating that the organism was easily killed off with penicillin. The notion that Lyme disease is easy to diagnose and treat has stuck ever since, even though the reality is often the opposite. As I've seen with two very close friends where it wasn't that easy to diagnose and treat. Newbie agrees that if caught early, many cases can indeed be cured with an inexpensive course of doxycycline. two other antibiotics, ceftriaxone and vancomycin, whatever, have also been shown to clear holes in the official storyline. Mice and rats are the most problematic hosts. Since the 1970s, the spread of Lyme disease has primarily been blamed on deer, poor little deers. However, more recent evidence suggests rodents like mice and rats are far more serious threat. Keep those rodents out of your house. Ticks are not born with the Lyme spirochetes. They pick up the bacteria when feeding on an infected host. Okay, let's get to the bottom. Okay, prevention tips. Here's some prevention tips. This is a long article, but full of good information. Considering the difficulty of diagnosing and treating Lyme disease, taking preventive measures should be at the top of your list. Number one, avoid tick-infested areas such as leaf piles around trees. Okay, I'm in trouble because I'm in that area all the time around this place. Walk in the middle of trails and avoid brushing against long grasses and path edgings. Let's make sure you wear your boots and long pants in the woods. Don't sit on logs or wooden stumps and take extra precautions if you're in an area where rats have been sighted. Ah! Stay away from those rat areas. Wear light-colored long pants and long sleeves to make it easier to see the ticks. Tuck your pants into socks and wear clothes, shoes, and a hat, especially if venturing out into wooded areas. Also, tuck your shirt into your pants. Ticks are very tiny. You want to find and remove them before they bite. So do a thorough tick check upon returning inside and keep checking for several days following exposure. Also, check your bedding for several days following exposure. Okay, in closing, drum roll, please. The Lyme disease epidemic and COVID-19 both appear to be the result of bioweapons development, and the real-world ramifications clearly demonstrate the risk involved. They can't guarantee containment of the created pathogens, and sometimes they don't even try to contain them. In the case of Lyme disease, it's possible that live testing is what led to the epidemic. While we don't know whether SARS-CoV-2 was intentionally released or simply escaped, the end result is the same. The virus spread worldwide. If the world doesn't wise up and realize just how suicidal these biological weapons are, humanity may eventually be wiped out by one of our own creations. Da-da-da! All right. Now, you listeners can come to your own conclusion that what is going on here, we don't know for sure. That's what this article puts out, a lot of theories, suggestions, beliefs. I mean, a book is written about the subject, but my own personal experience taught me that the conditions of the body are what it will determine whether you're going to get a full-blown inflammation in the body. Then the doctors, you go see a doctor, you're going to get steroids, antibiotics, and you're going to make it even worse. Because why? The microbiome system, that's your army. If that army is weak, you're going to have all types of suffering and symptoms, because the condition of your microbiome community, you know, I talk about that all the time. I might have to play that that audio again. That's your army. And if you're not feeding your microbiome community with fermented foods, with fiber, with probiotics, then yeah, a little tick will jump on you, put some medicine in there, as Kwame Sunhorse tells me, put their own medicine in, and your body will go full-blown inflammation. That's just my theory, my personal theory from my own experience and from having clients who really suffered and seeing the stress in their bodies and their weak microbiome community. Let me go to the phones real quick before we go to the break. 111, your mic is open. Are you there? 111, your mic, check your mute button. You press 1-1-1-1-1.
We're on rising.
Okay, Beth, did I find me starting to say Grand Rising?
Yes.
Speak up, my brother. We We need to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yeah, an excellent show this morning. And, you know, we have to overstand, and I suggested that was elders always told us. I'm Kwame Sunhorse, sitting here in stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Eatonton, Georgia. And it's very important that we overstand that they're using, you know, this enhancement of what an insect does to enhance their bioweapons. And so what we're seeing is that, you know, these insects, and they can take that and then enhance it with other bacterias or whatever they're using to enhance the agenda that they have in creating this. You know, even with looking at it, there was we talk about the Tuskegee experiment, but there was one in the 60s and 70s that was in California that these doctors were using prisoners in prison, using herbicides and these pesticides and experimenting with these men. And so we see a system that uses these tools in order to make their agenda of genocide possible. And there's an excellent book. Her name is, the book is called Inflamed. And what she talks about is how the medical industry uses these types of ailments and things in which we are diagnosed with in order to fulfill their agenda. Just like they're saying that, you know, melanin-skinned people have thicker skin so they can take more pain. And these are the parts that we have to understand. Ticks have been around since eons. And the thing that happened is that when the people here on this Turtle Island were bitten by ticks, they didn't have these things called Lyme disease. How did these diseases get, you know, such power? Is because they've added what they call, you know, this bioweaponry. Just like they would take mosquitoes and they would harvest mosquitoes and then infect them with malaria and then let them go in areas. So we're looking at a system that is geared upon the medical industry, the pharmaceutical company, and the agenda of how do we get rid of people by using this bioweaponry. So just like I shared with you when you asked about the tick, you know, I live in the forest and get ticks on me all quite often and get rid of them and never had it. You know, yeah, you'll get a little knot on you or you'll get something, but it's because they're giving you just like you get a snake bite. You use the snake's poison to make the antidote. So it's the part of how we use that medicine. And then the other part, when you tell a person, oh, you get a tick bite, you get Lyme disease, you already put fear, so you shut down the immune system. Counter reaction. Yeah. If you look at it and say, okay, you bit me, thank you for the medicine, and move on. Your immune system begins to fight. It will do its job. But if you put fear in the person, when they see the tick or the first thing that comes to their mind is programmed Lyme disease, so that already gives a subliminal message to the body that I'm getting ready to get something foreign.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I love it that you're out there all the time speaking to those ticks. So they're your buddies out there, huh? You just like, oh, hey, welcome. And that's the attitude we need with nature. As you talked about often, nature deficit disorder is the major problem with our children. They're not getting enough of that experience so that it's so foreign to them when it happens. They freak out in fear. The fear produces cortisol. It weakens the adrenal glands. So the whole system is affected when we are afraid of nature. So we're going to keep bringing you this information to you can get rid of the fear. Let go of the fear. That's the key to overcoming any disease, is not having the fear that we are have experienced, especially over the last 2 years. That's their favorite weapon to weaken the society, is fear. A problem reaction is usually fear and worry, and, oh, you got to help us, government, please help us. And then the solution, oh, we got the perfect solution, a jab for you, another chemical to put in the body. So thank you, Kwame Sonoris. Hope you're having a beautiful day in Georgia. We had cool weather. I know you're the weather in Georgia, the temperature dropped too, but guess what? We're back in the 80s today. I love this time of year. So have a beautiful day, my brother, and thank you for tuning in. We got to go to a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk about shingles. That's the other scare tactic they're using, or that's affecting many people these days. There's another epidemic or something going on with shingles. Why are so many people being diagnosed with shingles? We're going to talk about that when we come back. So hang in there. We'll be back after these messages.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
And well-being information. We're talking about some new questions about some diseases. This is temporary lack of ease because of symptoms in the body, and we want to help you overcome the symptoms so you don't worry about the fear that comes at you when you go to your doctor. We've got a caller with their hand raised, so let me take the caller before I move on to my next topic of shingles. 321-368, your mic is open. Welcome. Give us your name, where you're calling from, please.
I'm going to fire you. I'll fire you later, not now.
Good morning. Anyway,
good morning. I had actually tried to delete my hand by with the delete button, but it didn't work because I decided maybe I shouldn't say anything, just be quiet and listen.
Okay, well, what did you? This is Mikhail, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay, well,
as I said, I had thought about just being quiet and listening, so I tried to delete, but I couldn't. It didn't delete, so I guess here I am. But anyway, as I was listening to Kwame Sunhorse, I kind of second what he was saying, and over the years, him and I are pretty much close in age. And over the years, I've seen what he said, how that there's a system that works against its people, its constituents, and does things that actually, I would say, promote disease because there's profit and. And coming up with cures. You create a situation and then you come back and create the solution to what you created and you profit from it. And over the year, and then you throw out misinformation to baffle the people with BS. And so you have all of this going on by this so-called system. And over the years, I've seen this. What about when you go way back, was it in the 20s when they had this so-called some kind of flu that I don't recall right now the name of it, but they found out that behind that was the government, and that's kind of sad, but hey, that's a reality. Anyway, concerning the, the viruses and everything that they said, I mentioned about misinformation. There was a biochemist, I think it was 2 years ago, he did a program, and he did the research into a cell with his microscope for his audience, and he proved basically that, he proclaimed this widespread, and he actually showed that what they're telling us are viruses, a lot of times are parasites. He showed actually also in a sample of blood how that the parasites get in your bloodstream. And just like you were saying earlier in the program, how they can mutate or actually to me, I would just like to use the term camouflage. They camouflage themselves in various ways. So that you can identify. I mean, he showed this in his expose. He showed a parasite that how it was hiding in the bloodstream and it was using a heavy metal that basically hide behind. These things are very intelligent, these parasites. And so what we've been misinformed, we're misinformed that they're viruses because that's what we are being led to believe. But anyway, he proved this, and I thought that was very important for the people to really understand what we're dealing with. Okay, then when I go back, as I was listening to the program, I was thinking about when my daughter got a tick. We had gotten this dog from the dog kind. The dog was just overwhelmed with ticks. We ended up with ticks all over our yard. We had to get exterminators to come in because we were buying these little sprays and stuff that you get from the stores. It wasn't, nothing was working. Fleas just took over our entire backyard. And we're actually trying to come into the house because they were on the patio and everything and just, I guess, make a move to come on in. But anyway, my daughter had gotten a tick on her, and really what the tick was doing was boring into her skin. And we found out that that's what they do. They can bore into your skin, and then they can also, you know, while they're sucking your blood, they can also lay their eggs inside of your skin. Okay, but when she got tick boring into her skin, we found out that you can use like heat or something. I think we used heat or something to actually force the tick out, to come out, and it came out. But long story short is we were, you know, living a pretty healthy lifestyle, more so than the norm, and nobody mentioned about the doctors or nothing. Nobody mentioned about Lyme disease. So we didn't have that fear, I mean, to deal with. We just, you know, dealt with it like, I guess, a spider bite or a mosquito bite or whatever you treat. You put, you know, something on it that's dissolve whatever it's putting into you. And she never got sick. And so I just thought I would share that with the group. But another thing, too, I'm on the show, if I can I say this?
Go ahead.
What you were talking about, immune system, and see, that's why I was saying our diet was pretty good, and so consequently we didn't really suffer from that. But in reference to what you said earlier about how that women getting breast implants and all of these things can weaken their system, my deceased wife, she had gotten before I met her. She had gotten the breast augmentation, and she told me this. She said that, and this was crazy, she said that the doctor actually didn't put bags into her breast. He actually injected the silicone straight into her body. And actually, by the time that I met her, whatever silicone that he had put in there, it had actually, because her breasts were really, and she was really, I guess, self-conscious about her breasts and stuff. And I told her, hey, you know, I accept you as you are and everything. But she went ahead later and got another breast augmentation. And long story short, ended up with breast cancer. And, of course, you know, following the procedures and all of that, ended up being, you know, taken out as a result. I won't say of the breast cancer or the cancer itself, but taken out by virtue of the medications that these doctors give you that actually weaken. And she went through the chemo and radiation, which, you know, and so as you were saying, the breakdown of your immune system, and then you go under this other system that's designed to really further break down, supposedly helping you, but breaking down your immune system. What can you do to fight that? And so with that, I'm shutting up and just...
Mikael and Kwame are both veterans. I believe both of them Vietnam veterans. And I so appreciate... Thank you, Mikael, because I so appreciate your perspective, because this generation needs to hear more of yours and Kwame's story, because they're confused and lost and wandering around wanting breast implants and all these other crazy things and gender confused. So thank you, Kwame and Mikael, for showing up today, because this is what we need more of. We need conscious senior citizens showing up for the younger generation to guide them and help them with more wisdom and these great stories and testimonies about life that they're not hearing on social media. So I'm just give my applause. If I had an applause button, I'd play my applause for you. And Mikael and Kwame are our veterans and our senior citizens who have the wisdom that's needed today and the testimonies. I really do appreciate both of your stories because the truth is, as they both pointed out, your immune system is the most powerful weapon you have. That's why we need to spend time on YouTube University, not social media, learning about how to keep this temple, this sacred temple, strong and healthy. And the fact that women are, I think that women need breast implants because their self-esteem is so low. They don't have the viewpoint of a sacred temple and value who they are just as they are, even without all the eyelashes and the makeup and all that. That's why we need some strong, conscious seniors input, have input. As example, we've got Zelda says, Baba Kwame, right on target, prison reform, on medical system, all in it together. Absolutely. And then we've got our executive producer, Naima Latif, commenting, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher. I'm still horrified over the euthanizing of the birds. I'm telling you, it's like crazy. Twilight Zone episode number, you know, over the last 3 years, I've been just counting the Twilight Zone episodes that show up in the media. We need to relearn all about natural healing herbs and stay away from pharmacists. So true. That's what we're doing. This is our goal, our intention over the next years to come and on, years to come and onward. So I want to go into my next topic of shingles because this I looked at all my emails this week, and this is all that came up in my emails was Lyme disease, shingles, and chickens, and more. I had more on the problem with fluoride and how Bill Gates' burgers are causing cancer and they're targeting your kids for vaccines. What is Bell's palsy? All this was in just this week alone, my email. So that's what I want to share with you. I think the universe is showing me all the time when I say, well, what should I talk about? And I'm always kind of directed at, well, what did you get in your emails? So the next one I want to just bring your attention is shingles. And I've got two medical doctors, Dr. Berg and Dr. Mandel, who give us their perspective. And these are fairly short, 4 minutes. Dr. Berg talks about shingles. So we know exactly what shingles is. We don't have any questions. Then I'll give you the email that I received about this. Why are we seeing more shingles?
A person cases? Wanted to know, why is everyone getting shingles nowadays? I mean, it seems like everyone's getting shingles. Now, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but there definitely is an increase in the amount of people getting shingles. Now, what is shingles? It's a virus. It's called herpes zoster, and it's a virus that remains dormant for many, many years, and then it can come out and create all sorts of pain and misery, especially on the surface of the skin that follows nerves around your rib cage. It can come up to your back, through the front. In fact, it can become so painful, certain people become suicidal. So it's a really big deal. Normally, 1.5 to 2.5 people out of 1,000 will get shingles, okay? But between 2000 and 2007, 3 out of 1,000 people are getting it. So it's definitely going up. And there's even a higher incidence of people getting shingles in certain areas of the country, which I'm going to talk about. So you have a situation where this virus is in the dormant stage, and it's just waiting there. It's not doing anything. It's waiting for the right environment so that it can come out and create a lot of discomfort for you. It has to do with how healthy your immune system is. If there's anything suppressing your immune system, that's when it comes out. So again, the topic of viruses come down to your own immune system. Is it healthy? Is it weak? It's an area that not many people emphasize. But it's not until your immune system gets weakened or suppressed that this virus then comes out and creates the problem. So let's talk about what can trigger this virus coming out of remission. Number one, drugs for cancer, drugs for asthma, prednisone, drugs for autoimmune diseases, all will suppress your immune system. Number three, radiation has a strong effect of bringing this virus out of remission. So how are you exposed to radiation? Well, you can get an x-ray, or what about sun? Why is it that the majority of outbreaks of shingles occur during the summer months? It's because of the sun. So more sun, more radiation, more outbreaks. Stress can be a big factor in whether this virus comes out of remission. A poor diet, lack of nutrients, lack of sleep. And number seven, and this is why I'm doing this video. This is an extra thing that I didn't know before. I found some interesting research on it, so I wanted to share it with you. Pesticides and insecticides. Yes, those have a direct effect on weakening your immune system. And unfortunately, guess what's been going up in recent years? More exposure to pesticides and insecticides. So we're just going to add another thing to the list to help you keep these pesticides out of your body. So number one, this is what I'm going to recommend if you have shingles. Do fasting. Very, very important. It's going to help you. Number two, vitamin D, probably about between 40 and 50,000 IUs, because you need a very strong natural thing that acts like cortisol to actually put this thing back in remission, but not sun. Even though the sun helps you activate vitamin D, I'm going to recommend getting the vitamin D directly from a supplement and not getting the radiation, because vitamin D will help, but we don't need the radiation in this situation. Number three. Vitamin C. In this case, I would take higher amounts, like 1,000 milligrams, three times a day. Number four, zinc. I'd probably take anywhere between 50 to 100 milligrams of zinc. Number five, L-lysine. Number six, melatonin. And number seven, to pull out these pesticides, I would start consuming more cruciferous vegetables. And the one I would eat more of would be radishes, okay? Radishes have a very potent effect at creating the detox that you need to pull out these pesticides and insecticides. And of course, start eating organic as well, because that's going to be vitally important. All right, thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video.
Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story.
Okay, so that was Dr. Berg. And as he said again, stress. Stress is the key to understanding why people are breaking out with shingles. Look at how much stress is in your life. And your microbiome community is obviously out of balance. When you think about you have trillions of microbes. You have more microbes in your body than cells. I've played this many, many times. More microbes, that's bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Those are the main three. And behind me is the chart here that really designates how microbes work in the body. There's like three layers of mesoderm, endoderm, and ectoderm. Three layers of your skin when you're first created in the womb. Microbes created along with those layers of skin. When you think about bacteria, viruses, fungus, from the beginning of time, go into the construction of the body. The skin layers are a part of the construction process. And then the microbiome community has trillions of these organisms laying in there all over your body, mainly in the gut. When that gets out of balance, guess what? You've got too many of the viruses like shingles viruses and Lyme viruses and bacteria, so that you're all the trillions of others are like, well, they killed us a long time ago with all the hamburgers and the french fries and the chips and all that junk food. So we don't have too much to work with here, because now the Lyme bacteria, the shingles virus comes in. There's no army there to fight this. So that's what I want to help you understand today, is that if you build up that microbiome community with probiotics, fermented foods, pickles, yogurt, all fiber, and less of the junk food, a little Lyme bacteria gets in there, and the brain says, hey, we got a Lyme bacteria in here. Oh, let's get to work down there. The vagus nerve communicates, sends a message to the microbe community down there, hey, there's a Lyme bacteria in the system. Let's get it. boom, 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 they go after white blood cells, red blood cells. And then here comes the shingles virus. Oh, the stress has been out of control. So the shingles virus is present in the body. The brain says, hey, we got a shingles virus in there. Let's get it. Boom, boom, boom. Because there's trillions of them all working on our behalf to keep this sacred temple in balance. It's really all about balance. None of these diseases or symptoms will affect you when you know how to balance this temple. All the army microbes, living organisms that were put in us from the beginning to help us fight the battle and to balance everything. We're on our last break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this article on shingles that will help us understand the current situation with the current shenanigans with shingles, why people are getting it and all that. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel.
See you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato. Joining me, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1 in the studio and I'll answer your or open your mic. And if you're in Facebook Live, call 515-605-9325 or just make your comment right here on Facebook Live. I'm checking for comments. And we have just one more area of talking about shingles, and I've been looking for the article, and but I did have one audio, another doctor. I want another doctor's perspective on shingles so that you can fully understand what this shingles is all about, because really, again, it's just a matter of imbalance in the immune system or your microbiome. So this other doctor is Dr. Mandel, and he's going to talk about shingles for about 5 minutes.
Welcome, everyone. Dr. Mandel here. Shingles, or known as herpes zoster, caused by the varicella zoster virus. That's the virus that causes chickenpox. Now, herpes zoster is within the herpes family. It's not herpes simplex 1 or genital herpes. This particular virus causes chickenpox. So if you've had chickenpox, and as you get older, you may be a candidate that may get shingles. Herpes zoster lasts an average of about 32 days. Before you experience anything on the skin, you may notice you have a headache, maybe a fever. You may feel burning, tingling, cramping, aching before you even see anything. When that virus affects that nerve, that skin will start to blister. So is herpes zoster or shingles contagious to someone else? Generally, you'll first see a rash. Until it blisters, the liquid within the blister is the only part that's contagious if it gets within your skin. After the blister heals up and it starts to crust, you are no longer contagious. So if you happen to get the fluid from that blister onto your skin, you will not contract shingles, but you potentially will contract chickenpox. So it is a wise idea that if you have an outbreak of this herpes zoster or shingles, and it is blistered, please cover it up so you do not spread it to anyone else. So once you have chickenpox, you are carrying the virus. It stays dormant within the body. When your immune system becomes weakened from medication, from poor nutrition, or from stress, that particular virus has a potential to come out. Now, when it comes out, most commonly we'll see it around the torso region between the rib cage. It can wrap around, and it gets kind of ugly, but it can happen anywhere in the body, particularly the face, the eyes, the ears. From the medical route, the only treatment that they can do for this is give you antiviral medication or painkillers. There is no cure for this condition, so they're trying to slow the virus down so you can heal quicker. Here's the problem. If you don't catch it initially within the first 72 hours, that medication is not going to be real effective. Now, one of the greatest things that you can do to fight shingles is to take L-lysine. L-lysine is an amino acid This is great for all herpes outbreaks. It inhibits the growth of the herpes zoster virus. The suggested dose is 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. Take at the very first sign of symptoms. For prevention, taking 1,000 milligrams of lysine a day may be a wise decision. Up on my list is olive leaf extract. This will eradicate virtually every harmful virus, bacteria, and protozoa known to humans. This inhibits the virus to replicate. Make sure you're taking your B vitamins. This will help the nervous system when it's under attack by the shingles virus. Garlic and onions, both of these contain allicin, which can boost your immune system. Make sure you're taking additional vitamin C. This will boost your immune system and speed up the healing process. Eat lots of green leafy vegetables. They're high in beta carotene and calcium, and it will also boost your immune function. Applying honey over the rash will do miracles for you, particularly Manuka honey. This has significant antiviral activity against the varicella zoster virus. A cool wet compress on the shingles blisters will help reduce their heat and therefore help the pain. Stay away from the sugars, the trans fatty acids, the fried foods. Drink lots of fluid. Make sure you're getting enough rest to build that immune system. I hope this video will turn the light on. Just making the smallest changes can give you big results. I ask you to share this video with your friends and family. Leave your comments below, and most important,
okay, so going right into this article, and by the way, Manuka honey, I just bought out my little packet. They sell these little Manuka honey sticks at my health food store here. And I always get them because I just love that. They're nice to travel with. They come in these little straw sticks. And like he said, Manuka honey is very expensive because it does so much for the body and for the skin now even. So whenever you see Manuka honey, if you can afford it, I think it pays to have it in your medicine cabinet. It's made by bees who pollinate the Manuka tree and contains MGO, a compound not found in other types of honey. So this is a real special type of therapy that you can use. So here's the article I wanted to share. This is not the article, but it talks about the COVID jabs, the V word, linked to shingles reactivation. This is an article by The Defender, but it's by Dr. Joseph Mercola. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Mercola often share the same information. So it's good if you can link up with Dr. Mercola or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., The Defender, Children's Health Defense News, to get this type of information. So this story that Dr. Joseph Mercola, he's a medically trained doctor, but his website and all the information he puts out is totally alternative and nutritional and enlightening in so many ways. So the story, according to a recent case study, persistent post-jab shingles were associated with the presence of COVID-19 jab spike protein in the affected skin. The researchers speculate that the COVID-19 jab may induce persistent shingles reactivation by perturbing the immune system. Is this a surprise to anybody? What the problem reaction solution formula does is creates, I think, all types of opportunities for the sick care system to come in and weaken you even more so that these psychopaths can continue their agenda of control and destroy the population. That's my own summary in a nutshell. But another study details the cases of 6 patients with autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases who developed shingles shortly after their Pfizer jabs. None of the healthy controls developed shingles post-jab. So they had a healthy control and they had an unhealthy, the inflammatory rheumatic disease developed after Pfizer jab, and those who didn't have the jab, they didn't get shingles. a systematic, by the way, PFizer, that is the most corrupt corporation, I believe, in the planet. This company has paid out more fines and court settlements, I think, than any other corporation on the planet. So I'm believing they will be wiped off the planet very soon. Somebody is working. In fact, there are attorneys working. There are several groups working to bring Pfizer out of their corporate status into trash status. So that's what we're all, let's all believe that this corporation, this wicked, evil corporation, will soon be in the trash and we will not hear from them any longer. And yet you have our government still wanting to promote, if I have time, there's an article about promoting jabs for kids. Our kids are being targeted by our government approving Pfizer jabs, Moderna jabs, whatever, for more boosters or some nonsense. Anyway, I digress. Let me finish this about shingles. A systematic review also concluded that the COVID-19 jab increases the risk of shingles reactivation if you've had it before or have known risk factors for it. The COVID-19 shots suppress your innate immune system. No shit. By inhibiting the type 1 interferon pathway, which is the first stage response to all viral infections. Type 1 interferon also keeps latent viruses in check. So if your interferon pathway is suppressed, latent viruses can start to emerge, like shingles, Lyme disease, bacteria, any number of microbes start waking up and affecting your health when you put these drugs in your system. According to a recent case study published in the Journal of Cutaneous Immunology and Allergy, persistent post-jab shingles, a.k.a. herpes zoster, an infection caused by the varicella zoster virus, was associated with the presence of COVID-19 jab cell protein in the affected skin. Big summary on this, COVID jab impairs your immune function. The researchers speculate COVID-19 may induce persistent shingles reactivation by perturbing, I like the word they use, perturbing the immune system. How your immune system is perturbed by the COVID shots is the topic of MIT researcher Stephanie Seneff's paper, quote, Innate Immune Suppression by the SARS-CoV-2 MMR Vaccine, the role of quadruplexes, exosomes, microarray, so-and-so. Everybody's doing research, not everybody. Many people are doing research to find out how the COVID jab and shingles in the immunocompromised. The study published in April 2021 detailed cases of 6 patients with autoimmune inflammatory rheumatic diseases who developed shingles shortly after the Pfizer jab. It's so, I don't want to say sad, but it's so interesting. Yes, I'm not going to go into sad mode. It's so interesting that people who already were immune compromised have chosen to get more immune compromised by putting Pfizer jabs in them. That's part of our sick society that we are overcoming. There's pathogenic mechanisms. They offered the following. Potential mechanism that might explain the pathogenic link between mRNA COVID-19 vaccine and HV reactivation are related to stimulation of innate immunity through toll-like receptors and mRNA jabs. Let me scroll down. This is a long article. COVID jab raises risk of shingles reactivation. Yes, that's part of it. Shingles reports in VAERS. Now, VAERS is the vaccine reporting system for CDC. So looking at open VAERS as of December 16, 2022, there were, listen to this, 15,225 reports of shingles after the COVID-19 jab. 2022 December, that was the after 2 years of this nonsense, 15,000 reports in the VAERS CDC report of shingles. Most cases for which ages are given have occurred in younger individuals between the ages of 25 and 51, which is younger than normal. There are even 170 cases in 12 to 25-year-olds. The Pfizer shot has more than double the number of shingles reports associated with it than Moderna. They're just as wicked, though. And there is more than twice the number of reports than women than men. So women are more likely to get shingles, especially if they've had the jab, than men. Why is that? I've been doing this workout plan for the last 2 months. I'm so excited about it because the trainer in this workout video is always stressing that women are more sensitive to HGH, human growth hormone, and stress. So he always reminds us as we're doing this workout to rest. Rest after. If you get tired, rest until you can and then go when you can. Women are not supposed to be doing these marathon runs and working out with high intensity because we're more sensitive to stress. That's cortisol and all the hormones that the adrenal glands produce. Why do you think that is? I believe it's because our reproductive system is more designed to produce babies and produce estrogen and produce the hormones of nature and nurturing. That's why the breasts are not intended to be injecting silicones and putting false implants in there, because our whole makeup in this feminine body has a different purpose. Female and men can have a balance of this female-male energy as well, to be more empathic, to be more compassionate, to be more nurturing. Even though women are the only ones who can give milk from their breasts, the energy of nurturing and caring can also be given by men. There is a lot of confusion, as you might observe, about the roles that we gender, why we were created the way we were created. And somehow I got off a little. This report about women are twice as likely to get the shingles more than men because we're different. Why is this generation and so many people having a problem with honoring our differences instead of trying to be a female or be a male? How about we just honor the differences and practice wisdom as a report like this gives us about shingles? Just about shingles. Just one dis-ease summary tells us that women are more likely to get this disease than men. Bottom line is, ignoring warning signs does not make the shot safe. As an early warning system, VAERS, this reporting agency, is performing as intended despite severe underreporting. The CDC even published a paper in which they admitted COVID jab adverse effects in children are underreported. Lack of investigation and follow-up is not evidence that the shots can't cause problems, one of which is reactivation of latent viruses and bacteria such as shingles. While I don't believe these shots are beneficial for anyone, if you have a history of latent infection, be aware that the shot may cause a flare-up. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the shingles and the Lyme disease and all the heart, myocarditis, all these diseases are surfacing, and the pharmaceutical industry is having a party because they're seeing an opportunity to administer more drugs, and then they're trying to come up with more jabs. So be aware that having a compromised immune system will render you more prone not only to COVID-19, but also to any number of other viral and bacterial infections, plus chronic diseases such as cancer. unfortunately, we're seeing more cancer in our society, in our community. And let's see, we got a comment. 1,000 milligrams of lysine. Yeah, lysine. L-I-S-I-N-E, lysine. It's an amino acid. Yeah, he recommends you take that to prevent. No, it's L-Y. Lysine is L-Y-S-I-N-E. Thank you, Zelda, for asking that question. I want to play real quick, if I can, a little bit about your microbiome system. That is really the key to all of this confusion and new problems, new questions about all of this, to pay attention to your gut.
Our bodies are home to over 100 trillion microorganisms. These microorganisms are found everywhere and make up microbiomes. Over the course of evolution, microbes have evolved with us and have an important role in the human body. Without our microbiome, we wouldn't be able to survive. Microorganisms live all over the body, but have the highest density and diversity within the gastrointestinal tract. The gut microbiome is vital for digestion and helps us break down complex carbohydrates, such as starch from potatoes and cereals, and fiber from fruits and vegetables. The microbiome also helps provide vitamins and minerals needed to survive. As well as aiding in digestion, the gut microbiome is thought to play an important role in protecting against disease. Stomachs with a healthy microbiome are thought to be so diverse that when pathogenic bacteria are present, such as Helicobacter pylori, which causes stomach ulcers, they aren't able to thrive and cause disease. Studies have also linked a diverse microbiome to improved heart and brain health, weight control, reduced blood sugar levels, and a lower risk of diabetes. An imbalance of microorganisms in the gut is known as microbial dysbiosis. A gut with reduced microbial diversity may make it more susceptible to infection. The microbiome has also been linked to the nervous system and mental health. An inefficient digestive system has been associated with an over- or understimulation of nerves carrying information from the stomach to the brain, and could be linked to a range of conditions, including depression and anxiety. It is thought that the microbiome is essential to your well-being, and there are ways to promote a diverse gut microbiota. Eating a varied diet, not using unnecessary antibiotics, and spending more time outdoors are a few ways to promote and maintain a healthy gut.
Very simple to this questions of today with all the Lyme, shingles, chickens, all that. Make sure your microbiome is healthy with those tips that were given. Mainly fiber, yogurt. Find a good yogurt that doesn't have sugar in it. And use probiotics if you need to. Session on my birthday, I went out and had a wonderful meal with great company, laughter, enjoyed the meal. Today, that included some filet in the archives. It was delicious. Everything was okay terribly. That food was killing me 24 hours.
You can also
to get it out.
Salt the Female Solution Facebook page.
Moves everything out. For the lukewarm order. Drink it all at once.
About today's show.
Put everything out, cleans out the gut,
my
everything. Then you start yogurt, the probiotics, and you're good to go. They won't cause
disease.
Only for more than 24 hours.
Listen to
anyway, enjoy your day.
Get
out in the
and be sure to get
the spring is here. The leaves are coming up on the trees that were forming. Sun is shining.
And all of you who participate,
please get out and get more sun. Don't worry about ticks. Don't worry about bugs. Just create an environment inside of you. And get rid of anything a tick or a fly or a mosquito bites or gives you. Just keep your microbiome community healthy and wealthy and fine. So thank you all for sharing and joining today. Have a beautiful weekend. I'm going
Russia
to pick tomorrow. I'm so excited with my children, my son. Girlfriend, we're going to be all day in the sun in Tampa.
France.
So I'll give you a report on Sunday.
Spain.
Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Jerez. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And I love you all. Have a great day. See you on Sunday. Soul Purpose Healing.